Okay, so I received a request from Dustin Cahoon.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, this is Melissa, by the way.
Yeah, I met you at the party, or at the picnic, right.
Giacomo.
Hi.
This is Chris's sister.
We hate each other like brothers.
That's nice. Okay, so I spoke to Dustin, and he has a very strong interest in attending. Sadly, his externship experience conflicts with the time that we spent 20 minutes trying to agree on last week. Now, he did say that he would be able to make Wednesdays from 5 to 6. We went back and forth on this for a long time last week, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on it this week. I just want to find out whether people would be willing to do that. If Dustin comes on board with us, then we have another coding team already in place.
I'm just worried that I might not get here in time, because I get out at 4:30, like no earlier than that really on Wednesday, and I don't know how long it's going to take me to get from Creedmoor. Today from Elmhurst took me like an hour. So that's the only issue.
You can't leave any earlier?
If
you can't leave before?
No, definitely. The most I could do is like maybe 4:20. Like they're pretty strict about it.
They are.
Yeah.
You tell them it's for dissertation?
And then it's with Jeff Goodman.
Oh, yeah, that's going to carry a lot of weight.
I mean, I could ask them, but I feel like...
Because, you know, I just tell you that in the past, when something like this has come up, especially if the place is interested in hiring you after you finish, and I don't know whether that's the case in your situation, but what students have said is, look, I need to complete my dissertation, and I have to go leave early to do this. Please excuse me. If I can defend my dissertation before graduation, then, you know, you can hire me, and I will be a PhD or an SID.
Yeah, I would definitely have done that. I just realized that Wednesdays I have a seminar. That's the only thing. It's from 3:30 to 4:30, like an individual therapy seminar. So it's only an hour, and so it's not like like the end of the day where I have, like, usually have a half hour just to, like, do paperwork. So it would be hard for them to let me out, because I have to present cases like every 3 weeks, really.
All right. So I'll tell Dustin no dice.
It's tough. I mean, if it was 5:30, it'd probably be better, or 5:15. I mean, we could.
Well, it took you over an hour to get here today, right?
From Elmhurst. Yeah. Took me an hour.
So you'd be really late every single week, which wouldn't be fair to the rest of the group.
Right. I don't know. I have no other way to maneuver.
Okay. So I will let him know. So, we are training, and I'll give you guys the floor.
All right, well, were we going to just do the examples for this week, and just kind of...
Yeah, we're going to do more training, I assume. You were going to give us examples, and we're going to...
Right, I think we were just going to use the ones from the... packets that we used last time. And then I guess as we started running out, we start picking maybe some ones from our data that was incomplete.
All right.
I think we should take the sample from all of the faculty members too, and not only have a guess that conceptual level, but match it to the professor.
Wonder how accurate that would be.
Who is this 9? Who is this 2?
Dangerous.
Whose mother is deceased?
There probably would be a few 2s. All right. So, which one do we want to work on? I would hope that the people coding, other than you two, obviously, would not look, but you would read it.
Right, that's what he said. We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that they don't see the score.
Right. I don't mind me look at it either, so I'll just...
And thank you, Chris, for the self...
Oh, you're welcome.
You guys got that as well, the self-representation coding system? Looks like this.
Yeah, I think it's on page...
You know what's interesting is his cover page has the older date, but the actual manuals have the 1992 date on them, so he never updated the cover page.
We only have this one and then two other ones.
Yeah.
Did you email this?
No, I know it's you.
Oh, I thought you emailed all this. I can make a copy before...
What happened?
I thought you emailed to everyone. That was my fault. I thought you emailed to everyone. I saw your name, my name, so I figured to send everyone.
Oh, okay. So you didn't send it to everybody?
I didn't get everybody's emails.
Oh, you didn't?
No, Jack.
Does everybody...
I could just forward it to you guys right now, like after we end the meeting.
Do you want to use my computer and access one?
Ultimately, it's the same descriptions. It's just
The descriptions are basically the same exact. I mean,
it's one for a conceptual level for the self, though. It talks about basic gratification of needs, love and hate. It was really the only, but the three is still the
I can make, it's only two pages. I can make a quick copy.
Two pages for...
For just the description of the...
Well, I want them to have the whole manual.
Right, I'm going to send them. I mean, saying for now, do you...
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were going to be training on object representations and then do self in future weeks. I just want to make sure they have the materials.
Yeah,
I'm glad I checked.
Right. Okay.
The other one is this differentiation relatedness. You guys have this?
Yeah, they have...
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have all.
I just brought these up, but I got two other ones.
I handed out our last week.
Okay.
So I guess I'll read the first one. All right. My father is a great guy who enjoys life. He makes the decisions when necessary, but often he kids around and makes jokes. He always seems to be worried about the future, which is directly opposite to my mother. That's it.
Okay, read that again.
Okay. My father is a great guy who enjoys life. He makes the decisions when necessary, but often he kids around and makes jokes. He always seems to be worried about the future, which is directly opposite to my mother.
Ooh.
Eight. Wow.
Oh, well, I guess he's bringing in relations to the...
Where's the...
16 gives you a breakdown
16.
Of 5 and 7.
14 through 16.
All right, let me think about this.
I would do a 6. Would you say an 8?
I said 7. I'm sticking with 7.
I
was sure about the 7, but then the mention of, future kind of worrying about and then bringing in, in relation to another, I was like, it's not a full 9, but it might be a little higher, but...
yeah, it's a good
wait,
point.
Wait. I hadn't decided yet. By the way, I think we should hold our answers at bay until we're done. And
okay.
We can do cards.
You told me about it.
Yeah. I debriefed her.
Okay, I'm going to go with a 6.
Are we waiting on anyone else?
Has everyone chimed in?
7.
Yeah, I agree with 7.
What did you give me?
7.
7.
Alright. 6.
Hmm.
There wasn't...
It was
a
not
lot
too much
theirs.
Depth. Not too much depth, I guess.
No,
it was pretty short.
Not at all.
Mm. There was another example in which I would have rated it lower, and there was only one mention of a feeling word, and that put them at a 7.
Right.
Last time.
One word.
So I heard worry and another thing, so I go, it has to be 7.
Well, I think the one part Chris mentioned was the idea of the future, I think, is also an additional part, I thought. But,
Also, didn't he say he always worries?
Mm. He always seems to be worried.
Always seems to be worried.
It's almost like an extreme.
He can't conceptualize his father in any other way other than worried.
Yeah.
Does his father have a range of emotions? No. Mm-hmm. So you also want to look at
And completely the range. Opposite from the mother. So
like, it's like right. Not a balance. Mm-hmm.
So because it's not developed, that's what bumps them into the middle between what they do and how they feel inside.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Like it says, in both internal and semi-conic, they don't describe a complexity of actions, feelings, or values. So it's not really a complexity, I guess that's mm-hmm. what
it, you know, I think a 7 would have been appropriate if he had stuck on the internal level, but he didn't. He went back and described like what he does.
Right.
I forget what he said, but
it's like makes decisions. He makes the decisions when necessary. Kids around, jokes.
Those are like behaviors.
Yeah, those aren't really actions.
Rather than values or
being. The only feeling is really worried.
What was the first sentence?
Great guy who enjoys life.
Again, it's
sort of a feeling, enjoying life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's describing general. His feeling. It's not describing the person's feeling about.
Reason.
When we're doing these ratings, right. Are we describing the individual's feelings?
Yes. Only. So if I was rating, describe your dissertation chair. I'm not. I would get a lower score.
I don't know if I want to hear that.
I would get a lower score for saying, I think Jeff's a great guy and the best whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's still me. Mm-hmm. I'm describing, you know, my
right.
reaction
describe
to you. But I would,
that
you know,
person. Whoever you're asking to describe.
So I would be describing Jeff as this brilliant person who
yeah.
really likes and okay. dislikes, you know, this.
Right. So if you said Jeff enjoys life, that would be appropriate.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm, like, trying to figure out, like, get into your head, you know,
yeah.
versus, like, that versus, because if that was I think, you know, or I like,
right.
or
then there'd
like
be
that.
Some kind of symbiotic relationship
yes.
going on.
Right. I cut the cord.
Versus saying, like, you are a psychologist, therefore implying that you're compassionate or somewhere or another, so it's different.
That's
so
more like functional.
That
would be, like, a 3, I think.
Oh, I think that would that be a 5, because it's an
a
activity.
5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends if what else they mentioned. You guys want to do the next one?
Sure.
Yeah, right. Concrete perceptual, what they look like in their external characteristics or physical properties.
Is it 5?
3.
Oh, what did you just say?
He wears a tie. He's 5'11".
Yeah. I wish.
But a psychologist is just a... It's not describing what it means to be a psychologist. That would still be just a 3.
It's kind of like a behavior.
Or you're saying
well,
it's 5.
But
it's like
5,
what they do.
It's like
a job.
Something you do, you know, like you...
But like if you said like you're a warm psychologist, I feel like that would be more...
Like a 6.
I think that would be a 6.
He's a warm psychologist. He works in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's do another one.
Okay. Let's see what you do. I think it's about this is about mother.
Now don't no one give any answers
until we're all ready.
Until we're ready.
Okay. All right. Okay, it's pretty long. Shy but aggressive in. I don't know what this means. Shy but aggressive in overcompensation. Insecure, overbearing, stubborn. Stands by her principles. Expects others to stand by theirs. Tease her children as sees her children as extensions of herself, is therefore overprotective, a hard worker, in fact she's constrained by her work or a work ethic or something, very loving, very affectionate, unhappy with her lack of self-fulfillment, unhappy with her husband, partly because of her discontent with herself, partly because he's somewhat crude and that offends her cultured self. To be admired in spite of herself, appreciates the arts, a sensitive but undisciplined musician, domineering, again, maybe to counter her timidity and insecurity, imposes her beliefs on others, specifically expects her children's views to be her views.
Okay, so let's once more with feeling.
All right. Shy but aggressive in overcompensation, insecure, overbearing, stubborn, stands by her principles, expects others to stand by theirs, sees her children as extensions of herself, is therefore overprotective, a hard worker. In fact, she's constrained by her work or work ethic or something. Very loving, very affectionate. Unhappy with her lack of self-fulfillment. Unhappy with her husband, partly because of her discontent with herself. Partly because he's somewhat crude and that offends her cultured self. To be admired in spite of herself. Appreciates the arts. A sensitive but undisciplined musician. Domineering. Again, maybe to counter her timidity and insecurity, imposes her beliefs on others, specifically expects her children's views to be her views.
How are people doing?
Anyone?
Who wants to start? I'll start. I thought that the person was at a level 7. And I felt that way because the person focuses on internal iconic characteristics. Listed a group of adjectives. But went deeper than that at certain times and even described some defense mechanisms in the person. However, there was very little effort, probably none really, to integrate apparent contradictions in the adjectives. Mm-hmm. Some of the adjectives really contradicted each other, at least superficially anyway. And there was no effort on the part of the person to try to resolve the internal contradictions between the different adjectives, so that kept the score down from a 9 or an 8 for me. So I was voting for 7.
Yeah. I would have gone for a 9, just because, and that I was reading the same line that you said. But I think again, if it's the person's style, like I think the description of the mother is less than a 9, but his style seems to be resolved within him. But she does this because of this. But I can't quote it, but something about there was a kind of resolve in his mind. Like he has this okay acceptance and reasoning in there. So to me, I kind of gave it a 9.
Yeah, I gave it a 8. Because, I mean, I thought, yeah, because the contradictions were there, I thought that showed that they know the person's complex, but I guess maybe not because they didn't kind of try to negotiate how that happens, I guess.
Yeah, why the contradictions exist for that person.
Right, affectionate, but domineering. So that,
right.
I gave it an 8 for the same reason, because he didn't go into, or he or she didn't go into why the person is the way they are. It was just more of how they view the person. And there were all these contradictions. It seemed like a little bit that they had a lot of unresolved feelings still. That's why I didn't go any higher.
I went for the 7, similar to with Jeff's. I mean, I thought it could have been a much higher score, but there wasn't that kind of integration. Like, there wasn't the bridging with it. Mm-hmm. A couple of well-placed, you know, sentences within, or even, you know, like, linking word, you know, might have done it, but it still seemed, you know, kind of like a laundry list. Like, there were some complex answers in there, but they didn't really go, and there also wasn't that kind of concept of development over time.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah, there was no over time.
Yeah.
I mean, now I'm listening to you guys. I mean, my sense was that it was a 9 because it felt integrated to me when I heard it, because it was presenting something and then giving opposition to that or why something is and then integrating why that might be. Like, I got that 9 sense, but yes, there was an overtime, but that's why, like, I looked to the example, and there's only one real reference about something changing over time, so I guess if that's what would pull it down, then maybe an 8, but I wouldn't go lower than 8, personally.
So let's see, Marie and Brianna both scored 9, you gave 8.
8.
You were 8.
And 7.
So really the average is an 8.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just keep that in mind, because I'd like to know where the group is at. So the group is at an 8. There is some variation though. So what is the
9?
Yeah, because it even says Caesar's children is extensive of herself is therefore overprotective. Like that's a resolve, and also.
Yeah, I mean there were instances of that, but. It just seemed like there were some adjectives that weren't resolved
right.
like that. But that is a nice example of that.
Yeah. Mm.
So that is what a 9 sounds like. Okay, so I need to recalibrate in my mind a little bit.
Like unhappy with this, unhappy with her husband, but partly because of her discontent with herself, partly because he's somewhat crude. And so there's like a reasoning.
And bring an external of how the father is behaving and therefore affecting her behavior.
Mm-hmm. I guess looking at their example of a 9, like second paragraph of it, until the last few years, a man and you know, like they really kind of play up the development of, you know, that kind of that sense of change.
Mm. Yeah, because that's the thing that got
I'm
me,
sure
too.
Just maybe there's some 9s that are not as good as other 9s.
Because it just says there's an appreciation of change and variation, but that doesn't mean necessarily that it has to say change over years.
Well, I mean, because like another one they give is like disappointed that she never had a career, but has reached the point where she is satisfied without one. So, I mean, like with that one, I kind of get it, you know, this was A, and now she's over, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
more elongated. Yeah.
What did you say?
Oh no, he was
like one of like the examples. So like that's kind of like what I was holding it in my head as, you know, the ideal, you know, to really have that added in there too.
So should we do another one?
Yeah. All right. This is father.
Okay.
Fairly material-minded, very unemotional, hard to talk to sometimes about personal matters, loves life, his job, his family, his athletic endeavors, extremely conscientious in his role as provider for family, very dedicated to his children, usually prefers staying home and reading to going out. Very competitive. Okay. Fairly material minded, that's in quotes. Very unemotional, hard to talk to sometimes about personal matters. Loves life, his job, his family, his athletic endeavors. Extremely conscientious about